It just stands to reason that a place named Wolf Point must have something to do with wolves somewhere in its background. That is the case here, of course, but the story of what wolves is perhaps in dispute. I'll share some of the history on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1805, the Lewis and Clark expedition passed through what is today northeastern Montana. Over the subsequent years, Christy Stanslin says, travel to this area was made more accessible by virtue of steamboats.
In those early days, they were making trips up the Missouri, and they could go as far as Fort Benton for final supply distribution and then come back.
In 1915, the town of Wolf Point was officially incorporated here, but there had been fur trapping activity in the area for decades before then. Gerald Peterson says this was a natural spot to bring furs for shipment.
They would bring their wolf hides and their different hides to the banks of the river here. Wolf Point was known as one of the farthest places up the Missouri to pick up hides and furs.
The specific event that resulted in the naming of this as Wolf Point is difficult to determine, but William Bent, who is a nephew of Kit Carson, told the story that one winter there was a very large number of wolves killed in the area, but the freezing weather set in before the hides could be removed from the carcasses. So a huge pile of wolves was laid along the banks of the river to await the spring thaw and the coming of the steamboats.
So then they would store the hides on that point, and then the steamboats would pick them up.
Today you won't find wolf hides piled along the banks, but other commerce makes this a busy place for the region.
Railroad, ranches, and then we are here on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation as well. So a lot of different avenues that brought the town together.
By 1887, the railroad reached the area where the town is today. That brought an end to steamboat travel. Rails are still an important link here, with ranching and agriculture an important foundation to the community. Traveling the countryside in Wolf Point, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.